When the Workers Won't Leave. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Republic Windows and Doors factory in Chicago is officially out of business, except that most of the workers haven't left. The workers have been occupying the factory ever since Bank of America refused to extend its line of credit, prompting the owners to close down without paying them. But that's not the only thing that annoys the workers. It turns out the owners were planning all along to open up another window and door factory in Red Oak, Iowa, where they can make windows and doors cheaper. And the workers are also annoyed that Bank of America, the bank which cut them off, is getting $25 billion bailout dollars to free up credit and save jobs. They see some irony in that. So the workers have decided to dig in. The union has organized shifts, 50 to 60 employees at a time. Some of them clean the factory, some work security, others collect food donations, all very peaceful. And then as I was reading this, it occurred to me, why doesn't the company just give the factory to the workers? They're there anyway. They obviously know how to run it. There's clearly always going to be a demand for windows and doors. Give them the factory if you want to move to Iowa. Workers with some skin in the game would be much more likely to pay back a loan than owners who are trying to leave town. So how hard could it be? You have workers willing to work, sitting in the factory where they used to work, and customers willing to buy the stuff they make, everybody waiting for a little leadership to put it back together. I see that the governor of Illinois was visiting the factory yesterday, but I don't think it'll be him. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.